Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all. God damn it. Reality is best served hot. Now, if you have to, you can rewarm it. But it's best served hot off the motherfucking grill. And the reason I'm saying this is because the way things are going today, you need to be sure than ever about who the fuck you are and where you stand. I mean, we all have heard, I would imagine, of the word credo. Roughly, it means a set of rules, a set of tenets that you go by, or say a company goes by. Now, you guys are either going to be upset or happy as fuck for me, because I've arrived as far as reaching my students go. So keep your eye on SWU and the graduates. Some of you laughed at me when I was honest about the low graduation rate. And that was like 3 years ago. And it's been on the rise for the last 12 straight semesters. I'm hovering, God damn it, I got a heat gust. I'm hovering around 45-50% right now. And this semester even looks more promising. Keeping my focus is a must. And the more I look at how these politicians are just completely making you confused, not you, but you, the people, confused. We've all heard that if you give a subpoena, you gotta go. But we see these politicians saying, fuck the subpoena, we ain't going. I don't know what that's telling me. But we always knew it was two sets of laws for, you know, rich people and poor motherfuckers. So here's motherfuckers saying, fuck you. I'm not going to respond to your subpoena. And all you hear is the people on the listening, well, what can we do? What can we do? What the fuck would they do to you if you didn't come or respond to a goddamn subpoena? Man, SWU is in its second week of this 20th semester. And I love what I'm seeing. I mean, I'm completely sprung. And I do know it always start off good. And as the semester goes on, the students start dropping off. Now, I got a feeling, I'm not sure, but I got a feeling about this fresh semester that I'm on. And I'm going to keep you posted about it as we go, but like I said, I'm only in my second week. It's like, I mean, you got to understand this. The reality of the life that I've led, I can remember one of the best parts of the game, you know, as I remember, was being able to, me and Shantae would be in either my place or his place. And we'd have a couple of darts. And it would be a map where the dartboard's supposed to be. And we would throw the dart his turn so he could throw it. Wham! Wherever that fucking dart landed, that's where we was going. And that's what we did for years. For years. Because it is no such place as where it is. I mean, there's no such thing as it's live here versus over there. But there ain't no such thing as one place is better than the other, because all you got to do is know what to do and drop your bitch off wherever you at. Can you tell where your car gonna break down? Shit. niggas like us that had our car break down, and wherever we was at, we getting some money. Because that's how it is. My partner and Tate, you know, we would hit the road, headed to wherever that fucking dart landed. And when we got there, it never failed either. I don't care what you think, but this is the reality me and Shantae did. Wherever, it just never failed. There was tents there that was laying and kicking with us. They didn't heard we was coming. They been waiting for us. No matter which direction we traveled in, depending on our reputations preceded us. Now, the pimps, you know, they welcomed us with open arms. And of course, that first night that we there, the reality, think about this. I'm in a brand new city. I don't fucking know these niggas. They don't really know me. They didn't heard of me. But they don't know me. So this first night, we ain't going to the after hours again. We finna make our presence known. So we on the track. We on the track and pimp. I'm talking about nam bitches on it. We on the track and just me and the police or us and the police is there. And then when that's the case, we go his spot, my spot, or whatever, have a shot of cognac and joint of weed. And then we go check our traps. This is reality. This is what we do. Now, the next day, you know, after we, you know, get out and meet up with a few pimps that we met last night and shit, they want to show the town during the day so we can know how to get there at night. So we learn the town courtesy of pimps that knew the town and where to go in it. Now, you gotta understand what I'm fucking saying. This is a reality that we grew to expect wherever the fuck we went. The shit was so live, it was unreal. The police, the squares, the holes, the other pimps in the town all knew and could see there was some Hollywood pimping in the town, and they knew they had better step it up. What's wrong with the police?
What's going on? I can't hear you. I heard unmuted, but I can't hear you. Hello? Can you hear me, Professor? Can you hear me?
Hello?